I greet you, church. I know that this program is not particularly a church program, but then the program is being had in the church, so hello, church. You know, previously, I mean, that is when I took over the microphone in the beginning, and then you guys were clapping, I actually told you not to. Now, I'm not saying clapping is wrong, but what I'm saying is that I am here today for teaching and education purposes. And I don't want you to clap for me when I'm teaching you, because in a classroom, students don't clap for teachers when they make a point. That's exactly what I'm trying to teach you today, that we are not here for show or a display of wisdom or anything like that. I'm here today purposely to share the little knowledge I have. I don't even believe, probably most of you sitting there are even wiser than me, you know? So whilst I'm standing in front of you, it's not a mark that I'm more intelligent than anybody here. No, I'm only here to share the little knowledge I have with you. So I only want you to be clapping when I make a point. If I say something and you are in agreement with that, and you want to express any form of gratitude, maybe a smile or a nod of the head will do. Also, this program will be recorded. I mean, I specifically asked this program to be recorded. So as I'm speaking now, it is being recorded. The only part of the program that will be cut off is the part where you people clap when I mounted the stage in the beginning. Excuse me. So if after the program you need this audio, you can, I think, meet the program committee. They will have it there and you can get them. Mr. Martin? Oh, good, sure. So, yes. And then also, before coming here, I didn't know. Prior to, say, yesterday, I didn't know I'll be standing in front of you today speaking. Actually, yesterday, I was in the office when your coordinator called me. He's been my friend for quite a long time. Way back where we used to organize programs, you know, I used to mentor him in this field. So I think in recent times, he's been by himself, being able to do his own programs, organize his own programs and do another. So he came to my office and said he would want me to be on his program today. I mean, you can imagine, yesterday, and then I have to be here today. I wasn't prepared or anything out. But he's my son and I respect him and I love him, so I have to show up for him. You guys are so beautiful, so beautiful. Now, what I want to share with you today, I have titled Gradual Progress or Instant Progress. None is good and none is evil. Gradual progress or instant progress. None is good and none is bad. Please take my phone. I think I'm receiving messages. Put it down for me. So thank you so much. I would have asked you to give it up to the usher who just came here. So nice, so calm, so nice. But then also, I told you not to clap, so no clapping. Thank you, madam. Now, over the years, we are so accustomed to the idea of success. We are so used to the feeling and the hope of success. Now, some of us are so entwined with the hope for success to the extent that even when we close our eyes, we can actually see ourselves in the success we plan for. You plan to own a certain level of independence. You plan to be some type of boss in the near future. You plan to be in charge of a certain position. You plan to own a certain business in the near future. You plan. Now, some of you have the idea and the vision to marry certain kind of, you know, women. You have a clear pictorial representation of how your future wife is going to look like, how your future husband is going to look like. You have all these plans in your head and they are so clear, vivid. In fact, you can almost feel them and it feels so good knowing that this success is possible. But we lack the corresponding knowledge as to how to progress towards this success. We lack the wisdom of dealing with the processes of this kind of success we envision ourselves having. You see, one thing you need to understand is that the wisdom, the knowledge, and the willingness are the only things that when they come together can formulate the success you are looking for. Now, success is never absolute. Success is never of completion. Success never finishes. And then success is not the same for each and everyone. Success is person intensive. Now, the reason, or at least one of the reasons why people get frustrated in life is because they assume that success or their success must be a reflection of another person's success. Or their success must be equal to the success of another person. And so people end up getting frustrated even before they get to the kind of destination they have to reach in life. Now, success is person intensive. Success is never absolute. Now let me break it down for you. If a man who sleeps by the street or on the roadside prays to God to change his life, and then in the process of praying and persevering and looking for menial jobs to do, he ends up with something little to the level where now he can rent a wooden single room. That person is successful. Listen to me clearly. Now, if the person who was sleeping at the roadside some time ago is able to move from sleeping by the roadside to renting a wooden single room,
that person has experienced a certain level of success.
Now, if by the grace of God, the person is able to work harder and plan and then put his life together and able to rent a brick single room or a concrete single room, that person has achieved another level of success. And then gradually the person keeps working, keeps pushing. Now the person is able to afford a quarter plot and then put up his own single room on that plot. Now this person doesn't have to rent anymore. This person has his own quarter plot with his own single room on it. That person has achieved an enormous success in his life journey. Now, somebody who was born living in a 5-bedroom apartment by his parents. Listen carefully. And has been living there since childhood, even to his 30s. May begin to assume and think that life is not dealing well with him because he's still living in his parent house. But mind you, the house in which he's living is full of luxury. There are beautiful things in the house, beautiful rooms. But that person will begin to assume and believe that life is treating him unfairly. Because why are my colleagues working and renting their own places? And at my age, I'm still living in my parent house. Listen carefully. So the person keeps praying and working hard, and then God moves him. So he gets an opportunity to leave his parent's house. And then when he gets out there, he's able to rent a chamber and hall, self-contained, and he's living in there.
That person doesn't see that chamber and hall as success because he was once living in a 5-bedroom apartment. So now that he's living in a chamber and hall, even though now he rented that by himself, he still doesn't see that as an achievement or success. Because his definition of success is different from the definition of that man who was sleeping at the roadside success. Success is not absolute. It is person intensive.
That is why you need to calm down when chasing life journey. You need to calm down when you are on last track. Because you see, there are people who go first, and then there are people who catch up, and then there are people who move ahead, and there are people who come back and overtake again. That is life. Everybody has their own destinies, and everybody has their own definition of success. One important thing you should notice right now, as I'm about to tell you, is this. Listen carefully. The definition you give yourself concerning success, or your own success definition, will be the highest limit you can achieve in your success journey, unless you update it.
Cool.
Maybe you didn't understand. Now, the kind of definition you place on your type of success is the highest level of success you can achieve. So if you believe that building a 2-bedroom house with your toilet and bath, having your wife and your kids, having good enough food to eat, having a place to put your head and waking up and going to work and coming back is your definition of success, there is no way you can exceed that success. Because what will happen is that immediately you achieve that particular kind of success, subconsciously, your mind will be content. And once your mind is content, you will not have that thirst and energy and the motivation and the push to achieve more. Because you have already achieved the highest level of success you can ever dream of. Are you listening carefully? So, the highest level of success you can achieve
is defined by our own definition of what success is to you.
The last time I learned Dangote was trying to start an oil refinery in Nigeria. Dangote Oil Refinery. He is the richest man in Africa. A multi-billionaire. He is still trying to make more money. Why? That is because his definition of success has not been met yet. Maybe when he was a kid or when he was a child, he told himself that I'm going to be the richest man in the world one day. Maybe that is his vision. So listen, until he is able to achieve that in his own definition or by his definition, he is not successful yet. Person intensive success. You need to begin to rethink of what your idea of success is. He is not satisfied with all the money he's made so far, and that is because he has not achieved the level of success he wants to. Because his definition has not been met. His definition of success has not been met yet. You listen carefully. And also, success alone does not determine happiness. Happiness is from the mind. Happiness is how you attain your mind in connection with your success. Listen to me carefully. Mayweather is very rich, but he's no way close to the richest people in the world. I mean, he's not even a billionaire. But he is more happier and enjoys himself more than most of the billionaires in the world. He's more happier than them. But these people are more successful than him, but they know he's more happier. Have you realized that at some point you get to a place and you see somebody you assume should be sad, very happy and living joyous life, and then even though you are being far better than that person, you just sit down and think and brood and blame God and blame your parents and blame your ancestors? Have you ever asked yourself why? No, that is because your definition of success has not been met, and then you are connecting your joy to your success. And so until you are able to find yourself on the track to achieving that success, or until you're able to achieve that success wholly, you are not giving yourself the opportunity to be fully happy. And then success is a journey. There are people who, by luck or by chance, or some way somehow, will get their success fall on their laps easily. They start working, get an opportunity, get promoted, and then they are successful. They've reached their goals in life. That's fine. That's okay. Quick success. It's not bad. Neither is it absolutely good. And then there are people who will struggle, and the only point they will achieve their success is at the latter ages of their life. That also, not bad. Neither is it so good. Now, I was only giving 25 minutes today. But I want to wrap it up, because if I don't, I'll have to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't know. I may not complete this message. So let me wrap it up. Now, what I want you to understand right now is this. Define success for yourself. And then define happiness by yourself. And then connect your happiness to your own definition of success. And then make sure you enjoy the journey to success than the success itself. Because you will spend about 80% of your life on the journey of success. The 20% that will be left for you to enjoy the success or be within the success itself, you will not be able to enjoy all the 20%, maybe 10%. The journey of success is where life exists. The destination, there's no life there. So enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. And be happy on the journey. Keyboard is, let the keyboard come down a little bit.
A little? Yes.
I can see your moderator giving me sign from the back that my time is up. That's fine. I've really enjoyed myself talking to you. I've also learned something by talking to you. I know you guys want to clap, but still, no clapping today. No clapping today. Now I love you. Stay blessed and continue enjoying the program. Learn from the other speakers. We'll meet another time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.